Good morning, members. We do have a quorum. Representative Rarick, do you want to move the minutes of April 8th?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll move the minutes.
Discussion to the minutes. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. The minutes are adopted. Members, I think what we'll do is I think we'll wait. I'd like to lay out the roadmap for the week, but I'd rather wait until the DFL lead, Representative Hansen, is here. So we will begin first thing on our agenda would be to have Mr. Hagemeyer walk through the spreadsheet. And then, Mr. Hagemeyer, do you want me to note at this time, or do you want to just note the differences? There was a significant difference that in my review of the bill I missed. And so the spreadsheet and the bill are missing one significant thing that they're not talking the same language on. Mr. Hagemeyer, why don't you touch on that first?
Mr. Chair, yeah. In the spreadsheet, you'll see that we are canceling the future payments for 16, 17, and 18 for the to the closed landfill investment fund from the general fund. That language was unintentionally left out of the bill that actually cancels that those appropriations.
So that'll be in an amendment when we take the bill up later in the week, but it is in the spreadsheet correctly, right, Mr. Hagemeyer?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Okay, thank you. We'll begin, members, to the walkthrough will be Mr. Hagemeyer, if you can direct us to the what you're looking at, and then we'll let him begin to walk through the spreadsheet, and then we will break somewhere in between to let everybody know where we're headed this week and the plan of our movement. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Hagemeyer.
Mr. Chair, we'll be working off of the spreadsheet here. It's this legal-sized paper that's on landscape with lots of tiny numbers on it. If you look at the spreadsheet on the first page, the left-hand side is kind of the descriptions of various changes or programs or things like that. The next set of columns is the February forecast base for 16 and 17. After that, the next set of columns is the governor's recommendations for 16, 17, and then the governor's recommendations for 18, 19, the House recommendations for 16, 17, which are we'll basically be working off of for this bill, and then the House recommendations for 18 and 19, which are our tails or anything that says base, that'll be in that those outgoing years.
Okay, Mr. Hagemeyer, I'm going to stop you at that point. Members, what my intention is that we will walk through it. Mr. Hagemeyer will walk through it, and if you have questions, why don't you highlight them on your own copy, make your notes, and when he's done walking through the spreadsheet, then we'll take questions from members. It's my anticipation that we will get through Mr. Hagemeyer's entire walkthrough this morning. As you know, we have to leave by about 5 to 9, and then if we're able to, Ms. Taylor will begin to walk through the bill somewhat. But our hope is that we will get through Mr. Hagemeyer this morning for sure. And then what I want to let you know, we will not be coming back tonight. Our room got taken by somebody with more seniority or more clout than I. And so we would have been up in the fifth floor in a small hearing room that wouldn't have worked. So we will condense our schedule, and we will be coming in tomorrow morning. We will hear a public testimony from the commissioners and the public. So if you want to testify, I ask that you get a hold of Ms. Sipko and let her know that you want to testify. I know some of you have already done that. I would ask that you don't reiterate what you've already said in committee. So if you've already testified and told us your feelings, if it's something new, we want to hear from you and we want to know what your thoughts are. But if you're interested in reiterating what you've already told us, maybe you can send us that in writing and we'll make sure it gets passed out to committee members. Tomorrow night we will reconvene. Our intention is at 4:30 in the afternoon. Or to the call of the chair, depending on if our schedule has to adjust. It has been posted that amendments are due tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So members on both sides of the aisle, you'll need amendments in by 3 o'clock tomorrow. Our schedule on Thursday also got condensed. The original thoughts were that we would take up amendments on Thursday morning. I'm going to ask the minority if they want. We can begin to take up amendments if we got done with public testimony on Wednesday night, if there was agreement to take up some amendments that we could take up Wednesday night after the posted deadline of 3 o'clock. We'll have discussions about that. And Ms. Zipko will post if we are going to take up amendments Wednesday night. So that'll be only if it's a consensus among the committee. We don't need to do that. We can go back to the original schedule of doing them on Thursday morning. If we do that and we don't get through all the amendments Thursday morning in our scheduled time, we have two alternatives. It looks like we could have a very long floor session Thursday night or Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, and then we would either come back very late on Thursday, and as you know, we need to be done by midnight Thursday night, so we are limited there, or we would come back Friday after our floor session, which is supposed to be relatively short. So I know that doesn't sound good to those folks from outstate that need to get home and do work outside of the Capitol, but that's kind of where we're at. So thoughts on the schedule at that point. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we're going to be meeting today just to try to kind of look at what we have for amendments and that, too. So we should have a better idea by the end of the day kind of on what we may have. Do you see, I'm just thinking here on the timeline, if we're going to have a long day Thursday, if the committee report comes out Thursday or we pass the bill out Thursday or Friday, probably goes to Ways and Means on Monday?
The bill is scheduled to be in Ways and Means on Tuesday. That's what I thought. So it'll be processed on the floor Monday. So we can pass the bill here Friday after session if we need to. I know most folks, it's been really long. I would prefer that we go late tomorrow, and that's why, depending on how many amendments everybody has, Representative Hansen, I'm aware in our discussion so far of the technical amendment we talked about. There'll be a technical amendment. I'm aware of a couple of small amendments on our side that we're working with. I think they're both DNR agency ones, and I think that they'll be relatively simple. I wouldn't say completely non-controversial, but I don't think they'll be very complicated. So, and I certainly expect there'll be, unless you're thinking of not offering any, I'm assuming that you may have a couple at least.
Look at this eager group.
Yes, no. To that point, Representative Hansen, there are some things in the bill that will need to be discussed. There's some issues that have not been fully vetted in committee yet, so I do anticipate, separate of the amendments, there'll be some discussion points. So we can talk later in the day. Maybe it'll be that we can stay with the original schedule, but if they are, some of the amendments, if they're relatively non-controversial, if they're posted at 3 o'clock. But we'll see. And if folks from the public have interest in that or thoughts or you need to react to the amendments, we can act accordingly. So any other questions by members? So, again, what we'll do here is Mr. Hagemeyer will walk through the spreadsheet. We'll let him go through it completely, and then we'll take questions when he's done with his presentation. It's our hope that that will take less than a half an hour, and then we will actually adjourn just before 9 to get the floor session and be back here tomorrow at 8:15 in the morning. And then both Ms. Zippo and I are available most of the day, so if you have questions or concerns on both sides of the aisle, please come forward. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Hagemeyer.
Mr. Chair, if we can start back on that fourth column of numbers, the fifth column over, that's the House 1617 target. The first line is the general fund direct appropriations for all the agencies, so that totals $209,800,000. Right below that, there's $37,384,000 of open appropriations. Those are mostly within DNR. Those are also general fund. And then right below that, the third line, you'll see where it's just dashes. Those are zeros. And if you look over at the February base or the governor's recs, you can see that's the payments from the general fund to the Poles Landfill Investment Fund. So we're capturing $29,683,000 to spend on those other projects. There's $2 million from the it's from a transfer from mining environmental regulatory account. It gets spent within the land and minerals management division. It's part of a tax bill change from a year or two ago. And then right below that, you'll see $8,000 of general fund savings revenue that relates to House Files 572, which is the utility crossing fee exemption, which creates a little extra revenue to the general fund, and the timber permit sales. I think it's House File 1008 that costs $1,000 in lost revenue. The next line down, you'll see $1 million in 16. That's from appropriation from fiscal year 15 that hasn't been spent. It's available till 17. It's being canceled in fiscal year 15. It shows up as a carry forward of $1 million into 16. And then line 6 and 7, this changes the fines going into the environmental fund and to the remediation fund to general fund. So those show up as general fund revenue and also spending. So it's those combination of actions that get us to our target of $244 million. The next, basically two-thirds of the front sheet are just totals for all the different funds in the bill. And then just to make things a little easier, I'll actually skip way ahead to the second to last page so you can see a couple of other revenue changes that will be spent elsewhere. I think the last page is just...
Mr. Hagemeyer, the page number?
Be page number 14, Mr. Chair. On line 593, there's transfers. The first one is just some authority that was changed from an appropriation for Let's Go Fishing from the Game and Fish Fund. It gives a little broader authority to the DNR to spend that money, but it's no new appropriation. The two that you'll find more interesting are 595 and 596, I believe. It's transfers from the Metro Landfill Contingency Action Trust account of $8.1 million into the Special Revenue Fund, and a transfer of $13,276,000 from the Closed Landfill Investment Fund to the Special Revenue Fund. And I just wanted to point those out before we go into the bill further, because those will be spending out of that Special Revenue Fund, so I wanted to show where that came from. And then if you want to skip back ahead to page number 2, I can start going through the PCA. For the most part, I'm going to skip over the agency totals. The top part of that is the agency totals. If you get down to under water program, the first third of the water program portion is what the base numbers are. The middle of that is the change items. You can see change items listed on line 76 and below. And then the new totals are on the bottom. I'm just, for most agencies and divisions, I'll just highlight the changes. The governor recommended operating adjustments through the environmental fund and general fund. Those are not included here. There's a cut to the Clean Water Partnership Program from the general fund of $400,000 per year. There's a rider added in right below that. It just shows up as dashes. That is a base appropriation. The rider we just included and then made it one time, so you see a negative 913 in the tails in 18 and 19. And then on line 81, there's the water quality standards cost analysis. This is the PCA's portion of House File 616 fiscal note. And then line 82, independent peer review and legislative approval of water standards. It's $2.6 million in general fund direct appropriation each year. That's related to House File 617, the fiscal note for that. And it's the same amounts as the fiscal note. Line 83 is $100,000 for fiscal year 16 and 17 for the River Watch program. And that's all the changes for the water program. If you go to the next page, I can highlight the air program changes. Again, the environmental fund operating adjustment was not included. There's $200,000 the first year and $403,000 the second year from the environmental fund for air program spending increase. This is kind of a standard change that we have every year. The agency collects these fees, but they need legislative approval to spend the money that they've collected already. And then the next three lines, you'll see there were two separate riders, monitoring ambient air in the metro area and localized air monitoring. Those have both been combined into one rider, so you see the cancellation of the 125 and the 210, and now there's a new rider of 335, the same monetary amount, but just included in one rider instead of two riders. And that's the only changes for the air program. If we go to the land program, again, you'll see the environmental fund and remediation fund operating adjustments were not included. The governor had a change item that included $600,000 increase per year. It's a transfer from the petroleum tank release cleanup fund into the PCA's remediation fund. Gets spent on the land program. That's the first two change items there, the 350 and the 250 per year. It's related to that. And within that change item, there's also a transfer of $250,000 of spending from the closed landfill administration program to the Superfund administration program, and the governor had recommended an additional increase of $350,000. That is not included here. And that was all the changes for the land program. If you want to go to page 4, that's the EA cross media program. The first line again was one of the operating adjustments from the environmental fund that is not included here. The environmental data services and program improvement was a governor change item. It's at half, the house is carrying it at half the value, and it's one time instead of ongoing. Line 163 was again an additional operating adjustment from the general fund. The next ones are governor's change items that were not included in the house version, the Toxic Free Kids Act enhancements and the EQB revivementally review efficiency package. Line 167, you see a line that says product paint stewardship. There's no changes. I was anticipating a change for the governor's recs on that, but it never came that I saw anyways. Line 168, there's MPCA citizen board changes. I know we heard a bill on this in committee. This, what's included in the language in this bill is different from what that was, and there's $50,000 per year included for those costs for the citizens board. Line 169, you'll see there's a reduction to the EQB interagency technical assistance team. They currently receive $500,000 per year from the general fund. This reduces it to $250,000 per year. Right below that, you'll see a crumb rubber study. It's a one-time $50,000 appropriation to study the health impacts of using recycled rubber on play fields, I believe. And line 171, there's $685,000 per year from the general fund for a new recycling program. Line 172 has $50,000 for 16 and 17 for co-located recycling containers in the Capitol complex. Line 173 is $50,000 one-time appropriation for a landfill diversion task force study, and you'll see the language in the bill for that later. And line 174 is a PCA administration study, and again, you'll see the language for that in the bill, and that's $500,000 one time. And that is all the changes for the EQB. And there are no changes to the administrative support program. If you want to flip to the next page, I can start on the DNR. Again, the top has all the totals for the agency by fund and by type of appropriation. If you go down to line 229, it's the land and minerals management program. In the change item area, you'll see that the operating adjustments were included. You'll see $52,000 of spending out of the special revenue new fund, and it's a statutory appropriation. This relates to the conservation easement stewardship accounts. You'll also see this in Bowser. Line 246 is a cancellation of a $200,000 base appropriation of the permanent school fund that goes to accelerated school trust work. Again, you'll see that later in the bill. It goes through Department of Administration now. In line 247, there's $10,000 from the general fund for the utility crossing fee exemption reimbursements. The fiscal note for that bill had $10,000 in fiscal year 15 as a cost, so we included the appropriation there so that they can make the appropriate adjustments where they need to. And that is all for the land and minerals management program. On page 6, we're on the ecological and water resources division. Lines 278 and 279 are the operating adjustments of the general fund and the game and fish fund, which are included in the house. Lines 280 and 281 were governor change items that are not included in the house bill. Line 282 is part of the line 280 change item the governor had. However, it shows a reduction of $273,000 from the natural resources non-game account. Basically, that account, this appropriates it at the level of funding that's in the account, so that reduction doesn't really have an impact. Line 282, you'll see that double bracketed $50,000. It would be a reduction to of this amount, part of the rider where it was $100,000, now it's $50,000 per year, but it doesn't affect the totals of anything. Line 284 is part of the operating adjustment again from the natural resources water recreation account. And I should say, all these symbols on the side are all these funds. If you don't know what they are, the very last page has a fund key to know what the different accounts are, the abbreviations that I'm using there. NR is natural resources, GF is game and fish, GEN is general fund, and then the dash whatever is the account within the fund. Then line 284 is also part of the operating adjustment. 285 is part of House File 690 is a 404 permitting feasibility study for the state to assume those responsibilities. It's the DNR's portion of that. It's $10,000 the first year and $64,000 the second year. Line 286 and 287 is an appropriation of the natural resources damage account in the remediation fund. There's an account dedicated within the remediation fund to the DNR for work related to some of the issues they've had over the years. There's a statutory appropriation coming out of that account. It's anticipated right now at $453,000 per year. This cancels that statutory appropriation of $453,000 per year and directly appropriates $1 million in 16 and $1 million in 17. You'll see the rider in the eco water section for that, and it goes to soil and water conservation districts. And line 288 is a $50,000 one-time study for lake augmentation on White Bear Lake. And that is all the changes in the eco water division. In the forest management division on page 7, you'll see the operating adjustment of $396,000 in the first year and $800,000 the second year from the general fund. The investments in forest management on 319, the governor included $2 million per year for this. The House bill has $500,000 per year from the general fund increase for forestry. The Minnesota Forest Resources Council, it's increasing their base by $100,000. I believe their base is $580,000 per year. This bill makes it $680,000. And then line 321 is, again, their operating adjustment from the natural resources forest management investment account. And that is all the changes for forestry. If we go to page number 8, we can look at parks and trails division. The first line is their general fund operating adjustment. Sorry, that's line 348 under the change items. First line is their operating adjustment from the general fund, $197,000 the first year, $397,000 the second year. The next two lines are combined are the operating adjustment or an increase for parks and trails operation and maintenance. The governor had recommended $3.6 million per year. The House carries $2.1 million per year. As you can see, the first year's expenditure comes out of that special revenue fund. And that would be where the money was transferred that I showed earlier when we flipped to the back page. And then the second year is a combination of the balance of that account and then $824,000 of general fund. And it sets the general fund base at $2.1 million per year going forward. And then if you look at lines 351 down a ways, it's all the operating adjustments from the various accounts and funds. Line 355 is snowmobile trail operations and maintenance. That is was an increase for DNR's portion of the work they do. We're not including that there. The governor's change was related to the proposal for gas tax increase, and since that isn't in our committee's jurisdiction, we don't appropriate the money if it's not there yet. Line 356 is for parks and trails operation and maintenance. The governor recommended $1 million the first year and $1.3 million each year after that. That was related to fee increases for park use, which are not included in this bill. Line 357 and 358 are, again, operating adjustments on the various accounts. Line 359 is providing access to public waters. Again, this was tied to the gas tax, and I believe this one was tied to the gas tax as well, which is not included in this bill. Line 360 through 364 are a number of changes are all related to the same rider in the bill. There's an account within the Natural Resources Fund for off-road vehicles. This sets the base for each of the types of work they do out of that account. You'll see two changes as well in the enforcement division. The net effect of this, it keeps the base amount the same as it was. It reduces the portion of the money that's going to DNR Parks and Trails by $150,000 per year, and the portion that's going to DNR enforcement by $150,000 per year. It increases the grant and aid program by $225,000 per year, and it creates a new position for on line 364 for a development staff to work to create new recreation areas. And that was it for the Parks and Trails Division. If you want to go to the Fish and Wildlife Division on page 9, there were two large game and fish fund increases. Or the first line, I should say, is the operating adjustment from the game and fish fund, which was included at the governor's level here. Line 395 was a large increase for a bunch of different activities out of the game and fish fund that the governor recommended. That is included in this bill. The line right below that of $500,000 per year is for expanding shooting ranges. That's also included in this bill. Both of those receive federal reimbursement on those dollars too. So if you go back to that second to last page at some point and look, you'll see how much anticipated federal return we receive on those dollars. Once the state spends them, we get a up to 75% reimbursement for the activities that we did. Line 397 is for a House proposal for $1 million for 16 and $1 million for 17 for shooting sports facility grants. That's under the program that was created last year. And then the last two are operating adjustments out of the two natural resource accounts. That's all we have under the Fish and Wildlife Management. If you go to the next page, we are on the Enforcement Division. There's a lot of small numbers here. It's all the accounts, basically. There's three main change items here. It's the operating adjustment, the retirement funding increase, which relates to the increase that was in the deficiency bill, and delivery of natural resource law enforcement. And that's most of these change items here are the portion of those funding increases out of each of the different accounts. I'll just highlight a few things. So line 430, the governor had an aviation services right sizing. That is not included in the House bill. That was the general fund portion. And then if you look on line 447, that was the game and fish fund portion. So those are not included there. And then if you go to line 451, the other changes here, the county AIS program that was created in the tax bill, this bill takes that into the environment and natural resource bill area. You'll see the first one is dashed lines. The second part would be special revenue fund. So similar to the Parks and Trails, line 451 and 452 is a combination of those two. So it would be $9 million per year. The first 2 years are out of the special revenue fund. It sets the base of $9 million per year from the general fund for that program. And then the line 453 and 454 are the two off-road vehicle account reductions I said earlier for the enforcement that now show up in the Parks and Trails. And that is all for that division. If you go to the Operations and Support Division, there were no House proposed changes there. The governor did have two change items he included, but for legal support costs and citizen engagement and natural resources, those are not included. That is all I have for the DNR. If you go to the bottom half of that page, we'll be under the Board of Water and Soil Resources. The first line you'll see is the general fund operating adjustment for the agency. Line 504, this is related to the Wetland Conservation Act and the enhancement and implementation of that. That's the fiscal noted amount for the Board of Water and Soil Resources for that. It's $414,000 the first year and $364,000 the second year. Earlier I'd mentioned House File 690, the 404 permitting feasibility study. The line under that is $8,000 and $262,000 for their portion of that work. Line 506 includes $1 million of general fund support for soil and water conservation districts. That's per year. And line 507 has a conservation easement stewardship account. I also showed you this for the DNR. They have spending out of that account of $72,000 per year. It's a statutory appropriation. Line 508 increases the grants to the Area 2 Minnesota River Board by $20,000 per year. The base currently is $120,000. This puts it at $140,000. If you go to the next page, we'll be under the Metropolitan Council Parks. The first line is a decrease in the general fund support for natural resource parks. This is the amount that the Minneapolis Parks Board get. The governor's original recommendations included reductions for both the natural resource fund and the general fund for the Minneapolis Parks Board. Since the natural resource fund is a dedicated account, we included that money but just reduced the general fund portion. And then on line 527, you'll see Metropolitan Water Committee. It's $100,000 per year for that work, and you'll see the language in the bill for that. On the second half of that page, the Conservation Corps of Minnesota, there's no changes recommended in this bill, just their base funding. If you go to the next page, page number 13, we're under the Minnesota Zoo. The governor recommended an increase of $2.825 million per year. This bill includes $1.75 million per year of general fund increase. The second half of that page has the Science Museum of Minnesota. There's no changes recommended there, just their base funding. And then line 584, you'll see the Department of Administration. It's for the school trust land director only. It's the earlier change item that showed of the $200,000 reduction for DNR lands and minerals, and that now shows up here, and it's increased to $500,000 per year. And it goes to the Department of Admin because that's where the school trust land director position is located. And then line 587 is Minnesota Management and Budget, and this is their portion of the House File 616 fiscal note. It's $3,228,000 for the first 2 years and $6.4 million for the out years. If you go back to where we jumped ahead to earlier, you'll go to that page that has the transfers, lines. 597, 598 are transfers of money the agency already have. It shows up as fiscal year 15. It shouldn't be a change right above that, but that's a transfer in of appropriations they already have into a new special revenue account dedicated to conservation easement stewardship. And line 599, you'll see the transfer to the remediation fund, and I need to include the governor's changes, all these as governor change items as well. This is a standard transfer to the remediation fund. The environmental fund always transfers money in there. This is an increase of $600,000 over the governor's recommendation, however, which is the same amount as the fines now going to the general fund, so it maintains the same support level there. You'll see on line 602, there's that cancellation in fiscal year 15 of the school trust land work appropriation from the general fund that carries forward on that first page into fiscal year 16. Line 604 and below are all revenue change items that either the House or the governor included. You'll see on line 609 and 610, 608 and 609 are the general fund or the federal funds that we get as reimbursement for the Game and Fish Fund expenditures. So out of the $5 million that was spent, we received $3 million as a reimbursement, and out of the $500,000, there's $366,000 as reimbursement. And there's an unknown listed for the shooting sports grants. I believe they do qualify for federal reimbursement, but I believe the state is maxing out their reimbursement level under the other appropriation levels. Line 611 shows you the House File 572, which is the utility license crossing fee exemption. It creates some revenue, basically savings, in a number of different accounts there, and the $10,000 that shows up in fiscal year 15 that I showed as an appropriation to land and minerals in 16. My 617 is House File 1008, timber permit extensions. It changes the interest rate from 8%. I believe the bill we heard is at 4%, and the language in this bill carries it at 5%. I'm carrying the numbers as the 4% level. This is what it would change. And I guess the other ones are just related to a few of the other bills below. The special revenue ones are the spending out of the conservation easement stewardship accounts. I believe that's all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Hagemeyer. Members, any questions? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to go back to the Board of Water and Soil Resources. I think it was on 506, the increased grants to SWCDs. I'm just trying to track my memory here that I think Representative Torkelson had a bill to give the SWCDs some authority to set their own budgets, and that got, there was a delete all, I think, to put $11 million in a year Is this $1 million a year the residual from that for that $11 million bill?
Mr. Hagemeyer?
Mr. Chair, I this isn't specifically tied to that bill, as far as I know.
Okay. Representative Hansen, if I can address that, members, and then we won't be taking any more questions so we can all get the floor on time. As you know, this speaker holds a stopwatch, and those of you who want to be there on time, we want to allow enough time to walk over there. We have in this bill $4 million more for SWCDs that was not in the governor's bill, and Representative Torkelson is making recommendations for additional money for SWCDs. I think specifically there's a former program that was a grant program to counties for $1 million that we're redirecting to help SWCDs. So I think there's about $5 million of what arguably is new money. So is that answer that, Representative Hansen? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I saw there was some money from DNR, so you're including that DNR Eco Waters money in that additional grants to the district?
The $2 million I believe you're referring to that was on the bottom line, we're redirecting to SWCD's $1 million a year. Yes. We're adjourned until tomorrow morning, 8:15.